Let's take things one step further now. Suppose that I don't just want to print all of my program's command line arguments, but I instead want to print all of the individual characters in each of my command line arguments, one per line, so that upon running this program, I simply see a stream of characters on the screen that collectively are from my sequence of command line arguments. Well, how can I do this? I can keep intact my loop from before, whereby I iterate from I up till argc in order to iterate over the command line arguments themselves. But now, within each iteration of that loop, I need to now iterate over each of the characters, or chars, in a specific string. So to do that, I need one more loop. Let's add that. For int, let's call it j, equals 0. Now, I'm going to need to iterate up until the length of the current string in argv. So let me give myself another local variable, we'll call it n, and set that equal to the string length of the current argument, which is going to be found in argv bracket I. Semicolon, let me now iterate from j up until n, followed by an increment on each iteration. Let's now print the individual characters on the screen. Printf. Percent %c this time, followed by a new line, close quote, comma, and now I need the jth character in the ith argument. So to get at that, I can simply specify argv bracket I to get the ith argument, and then I can dive in one level deeper and do a secondary index of bracket j. Close parenthesis, semicolon, save, and let's now compile and run this program. Make argv 2. Not quite what I was expecting. Let's scroll up to the first of these error messages, and in red here we see error, implicitly declaring library function strlang with type, oh, wait a minute. This is the first time I've used strlang, and I didn't anticipate wanting it at first, so I didn't include the header file that declares the string length function. So at the top of my file, recall, I have cs50.h, I have standard io.h, but it turns out, and I know this from reading the documentation, that I need a third header file if I indeed want to use the strlang function. That function is declared in string.h. Let's resave the file, compile, and run. And this time, we don't just see each of the arguments, we instead see each of the arguments one character at a time.